call you to tell you that I'm not okay.
Anxiety.
Depression.
There's a lot of things happening and I don't know what to do.
Anxiety.
Do you remember what I said in our last conversation? I lied. I'm not okay.
Anxiety.
Depression.
You know when you can't feel anything anymore? You don't know what is happening. You don't know what is happening. You just walk, eat, dress, but you don't feel anything. It's just your body. Without your soul.
Depression.
You get lost in your thoughts. You try to find a logical explanation of why you're like this. Your life becomes meaningless. You don't enjoy anything. Not even the things you love. And that makes you wonder yourself if you really love that. All you want is to forget the world. Run away.
Anxiety.
Depression. Anxiety.
Depression. Anxiety.
The 21-day lockdown might sound like a short period of time, but isolation can lead to increased levels of anxiety and depression. South African Depression and Anxiety Group board member and clinical psychologist Dr. Colinda Lind spoke to us about why the lockdown might result in increased anxiety and depression.
General levels of anxiety are high because this is a situation the world has never faced before. We might have heard about the word pandemic, but we didn't think we'd find ourselves in one. And in any situation where there are lots of unknowns and uncertainty, very little control, no clear end in sight, high level of threat, we can imagine that stress levels are absolutely going to go through the roof. So at the moment we are all stressed out because the kinds of demands we're facing, we just don't have the resources to be dealing with. And all of us are going to react in a slightly different form. So for some people this is in the form of denial, still trying to act like it's all okay, everything will be fine, lockdown will end, it'll all be normal. And I really worry about this because I think the day that lockdown ends, it's not going to suddenly be normal. And in a way, if we're thinking, well, I'm just living for that last day, we're almost setting ourselves up for anxiety, for stress, for being upset.
Lind says the lockdown will give people a chance to take control of their thoughts and mental health.
The most important thing with anxiety is to reality test. And so this seems, again, very easy to say and not so easy to do. But when I'm talking about reality test, I usually write things down. So whatever it is that I'm worrying about that I can't control, I'll write down a few sentences and then I'll begin by extracting what I can control and what I can't control. And what I can't, which is the past, future and other people pretty much, I'll scratch out. And then what's left will be what I can control, but also sometimes will be extreme thoughts. And so what I can control is where I really want to be focusing. You know, what can I do? Whereas the extreme thoughts, you've got to first reality test and get out of the way. First of all, to have a look at what the actual facts are. Secondly, what can I control and what can I not? And then come up with an actual plan based in research and going to credible sources and then to execute the plan and to see how that goes. So in the middle is where you're balanced, where you try and focus on things as they are. And most important there would be your state of mind.
Lind advises South Africans to use this time to focus on themselves by limiting increased levels of comfort time.
And then there's also the comfort food or comfort binging on Netflix or social media. So the key being comfort. And yes, that's fine as a quick fix, but it can also start becoming a problem in its own right. So just try and limit that amount of time. I know that's difficult when you've got all this food that you've stockpiled for 3 weeks and it's all sitting in your cupboard looking at you. So the best is to hide it away if you need to, or try and distract yourself and delay getting to the cupboard. And in the same way also with social media or screens in general, you know, it's so tempting to just be online all the time. So what I'd suggest with this is that we break our day into chunks. So we have some comfort time, which would be playtime, and that could be screens, food, whatever it is. We could also have a bit of work time. So that could be formal work, or it could be getting to a cupboard you've been meaning to get to. Or if you've got none of those, then wash the dishes. That's actually something we need to be doing. And then, of course, there's the rest time. And you might need to do a meditation or do some spiritual, like prayer, so you can settle your mind before you can actually have your rest. And then for free resources, if you go to thoughtsfirst.com, you can see that there are blogs which have all of this information, and there are also free downloads. And there are many people who are still working online, so feel free to contact SADAG and they'll give you a list in your area. And if you're struggling at home and you need some motivation, there's a little book of motivation available for free at Neil Bierbaum, NeilBierbaum.com.
Poem provided by Jennifer Regentals. Reporting for Multimedia Life, this is Modiegi Mashamedi.